Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today is Dr. Alberto Villoldo. Dr. Alberto Villoldo is the founder of the Four Winds Society and founder of the Light Body School. And you can find out more about Dr. Alberto Villoldo and his wonderful work at his website, thefourwinds.com. Welcome, Dr. Alberto Villoldo.
Thank you, Catherine. Good to be with you.
Dr. Alberto Villoldo, what is the luminous energy field that surrounds us, and how does that affect the health and vibrancy of our physical body?
Thank you for that question, Catherine. But let's get the ground rules set from the beginning. If you call me doctor, I'm going to need to charge you. So Alberto is fine. And the energy field, we're energy beings. You know, from our mitochondria, which provide energy for the body, to our field, we are energy beings. And all of our Western traditions are focused on cutting, burning, healing by really atrocious means, chemical, pharmaceutical, whereas other traditions, including Chinese medicine, Ayurveda from India, shamanism, which is what I do from the Americas, work with upgrading the quality of the information in the field, which then upgrades the body. And not only does healing happen, but prevention happens.
Now, what is a soul retrieval?
Well, our energy field has all of the information, not only of who we are in this life, like our DNA of our body, but it also has the DNA of former lifetimes, the information of who we have been in many, many different lifetimes. And and this is what we want to really be careful that we don't fall under the grip of karma. And karma is like when your biology goes bad, when your DNA starts expressing the genes for breast cancer or for dementia, and the same happens at the energetic level, when we begin to create lives that are painful and full of suffering. And what we need to do is we need to recover our original self, that self that made a sacred contract with spirit before we were born. And it's when we lose that sacred contract that we get sick. And when we recover, we can begin the healing journey. This is what recovering our lost soul parts is about. Now, to go a little bit deeper, what happens during trauma is that the soul fragments. It's too painful for it to remain. So it leaves, it returns, according to legend, back to the womb, to the mother womb of the Mother Earth. But what stays behind is the wounded part. And so many people we know today are wounded, and all they talk about is their hurt and their pain. And when you do soul recovery, soul retrieval, you can bring back the heal part, and it can accelerate emotional, deep emotional healing and deep physical healing. But you need to have a skilled practitioner do that.
What are some common events that cause us to lose our soul?
Well, it starts right before we're born. If your mother could not count on her partner to look after her and her baby, you were not born into a world that was safe, and part of your soul held back. There's a legend among the Hopi Indians in North America that we have a psychic twin. And when we're being born, that twin will look out of the uterus to see if it's safe. And if it's safe, it'll call the other half. If it's not a safe family, like many of us were not born into safe families, then we're not born whole, and we can suffer soul loss from birth. And many, many of us who don't feel like we belong here is because we were not born whole. Now, trauma can also fragment the soul. It's too painful for it to remain. And then the heal part, of course, leaves that innocent part that we look for frequently, that we try to marry or go date or work for. We look at for it outside, but it really needs to be recovered inside.
What are some common symptoms that a person may experience when they have separated from their soul?
Well, we call it anxiety. We call it stress. Stress is not what you're doing. It's how well you're handling what life is offering you. And if you are not whole, then you're working from your fight or flight system, which means that you don't feel safe. You got to keep distance. You got to keep guarded. You got to run away from things. You produce the stress chemicals that destroy the brain and bring on the dementias. Other signs are not being able to sleep well. So many of us suffer from sleep disorders. This is fundamentally a sign of soul loss.
Interesting. Now, how does illness or trauma separate us from our soul?
Well, the illness doesn't separate us, or the trauma basically offers us a lesson. The universe is offering you a lesson, and you didn't learn it when it was offered to you gently. So we have a traumatic event happening. So, and here's an important distinction. There are actually really no traumatic events. They don't exist. They're only traumatic experiences. Two people are going to have the same event happen, and one of them will have an experience that's traumatizing, and the other one will learn from it, say, I'll never do that again. And then that soul part disassociates, and psychology is called disassociation. Women who have been violated, men in war, frequently report seeing the scene of their abuse from the corner of the room or from above. And this is what we call disassociation in psychology, that we don't know what to do with other than medicate, is what in many other cultures is known as soul loss. And the practitioner can recover that soul part and bring it back to the person. And then they are no longer, they can recover their destiny. What happens when you suffer soul loss is you lose your destiny and you come in under the grip of fate. And this is in my books. I've written numerous books about this. And fate, the problem with fate is that it's fatal.
Fantastic, fantastic observations. Now, you are a shaman, Alberto Villaldo. What does a soul retrieval by a shaman look like to an outside observer?
It's what it looks like to an inside observer. That's really important. It's the process of becoming whole, but the shaman will basically journey along your timeline to the past to discover an incident that caused a soul loss. And this is really lit up, a lot of energy associated with it. It becomes a story that we all carry. And and what the shaman does is find that incident in the past. It could have been in a past lifetime. It could have been at birth. It could have been inappropriate sexual behavior from a relative that where you could not, the characteristics of it is you cannot fight and you cannot run. If you're 6 years old and an uncle is touching you inappropriately, you can't fight, you can't run. So the spirit leaves. And that and this person becomes soulless. They lost their destiny and they're living with trauma, and then they spend 10 years in therapy. Whereas you, if you are able to work with a skilled practitioner, and that's what I do today, I train skilled modern shamans that are versed in the ancient energy medicine and in modern brain science. Because I directed a brain laboratory for 10 years at San Francisco State University before becoming a neuro shaman, a modern shaman.
So going back to my question, if somebody was observing a soul retrieval ceremony, how long does it last? What's happening? What would someone see if they were watching?
Well, you don't need to have a ceremony, but you would basically need to help the person. You would hold their head so they could go into a very deeply relaxed state, cradling their head like a mother holds a child. And then you would, perhaps some shamans may rattle to help them journey spiritually, energetically, to find that lost soul part. Then you have to coax it to come back. Because if I was working with you and I ran into your six-year-old, and she might say to me, why should I come back? Look at her life. She's so busy. She has no time. She's trying to juggle her life. She wants to have more fun, but she, look at her agenda. So you got to negotiate with the soul part and with the person, saying if you really want to recover this innocence, you got to make it a priority. You got to eat differently. You can't be drinking wine at 10 o'clock at night. You got to become more playful. You've got to become more innocent. And then if you're willing to do that, the soul part will agree to come back. You can't force it. You got to make me safe. How do I know I will be safe? Is this a safe relationship for me? Is it a safe job? And that's the, and I mentioned to you that I spend time as a brain scientist, and the problem today is that our brains are broken by the amount of toxins in our food and in the air and in the water. So you need to have the hardware working properly, detoxify the brain. It's in my book, Grow a New Body. My new book is called Grow a New Brain. It's coming out in a couple of months. But in Grow a New Body, I talk about how you need to trigger the repair systems in the body and in the brain, upgrade the software, clear the field so that you can step back into what you came here to do in this world.
Now, Alberto Vialdo, some shamans use various plant medicines such as San Pedro, ayahuasca, psilocybin, or iboga in their work. In your professional opinion, is it necessary or helpful to use plant medicines in a soul retrieval?
You don't need to, absolutely. In fact, all of the students, we train over 20,000 students around the world. We don't use plant medicine. But you know the amazing thing? Is that you produce your own plant medicine in your brain. You produce your own psilocybin, you produce your own ayahuasca. The brain manufactures these plant medicines in minute amounts. You're not going to be tripping, but you're going to have an experience of oneness. And that's the beauty of these ancient processes, is they don't rely on chemicals. But they trigger your brain to manufacture their own psychedelic. Psychedelic means manifesting of the psyche. So yeah, that's a no to the plant medicine. But you know, it can be tremendously helpful to many people.
So Alberto Vialdo, you talked about the experience of oneness. What is the experience of oneness that a person experiences after a soul retrieval?
It's that same experience you're going to have after you take your last breath, but you can have it before you die. Communion, of being inseparable from nature. And then if you can create, help your client, your patient, or yourself have that experience through your spiritual practice, then soul retrieval is so much easier. But that experience of oneness means that you have to operate from the higher brain, not from the territorial, predatory brain that lives in fear and scarcity, but from step up to the higher brain. So you got to repair the hardware. And that's what my most recent book, Grow a New Body, is about. How do you upgrade your body and through your energy field and through what you eat and how you forgive and how you practice gratitude and how you become a lover of life?
I love that. How you become a lover of life. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to Alberto Vialdo, founder of the Four Winds Society and the Light Body School. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Alberto Vialdo, what are the benefits of a soul retrieval and how do people often feel better or different afterwards?
Okay, you know, today everybody is suffering from trauma. Trauma is more common than air. And we don't know how to heal it. We don't know how to fix it. Psychology's not doing it. Medication is not helping. Your diet, changing your diet and your lifestyle frequently supports it. But we don't know how to resolve it. And this is what the ancient sages discovered. They learn how to heal trauma. And they learn to avoid trauma. So you have a challenging experience and you can integrate the teaching and the lessons so you don't have to keep repeating the grade with the next partner or the next job or the next. So this is the where we need to step out of our Western framework, which is very patriarchal, masculine, colonialistic, and violent, into the more feminine, ancient healing traditions. And the most vibrant and alive ones are the shamanic ones in the Americas now. And in Europe, the ancient, you know, these were the ancient shamans, the sages of Europe. And these traditions are still alive. And what I have done is to couple it with brain science, understanding how the brain works, how we can repair that brain that lives in fear and that's been wounded by trauma, and how we can upgrade that to the higher brain, where you can begin to dream your world into being, and you're no longer the product of your terrible childhood.
Now, If someone is wanting to find a practitioner or shaman to do a soul retrieval, what qualifications should they look for?
Well, go to our website, thefourwinds.com. We have an international directory of people that we have trained. And but you know, everybody wants to be a shaman today, but you need the training. You're not going to go to a dentist that never went to dental school or a brain surgeon didn't go to medical school. You got to get the training. And it's not a weekend training. It's not somebody who hung up their shingle or read one of my books or one of the many books, but somebody who has had a thorough training. And ask them, where, you know, who did you train with and what are your qualifications? And don't be easily beguiled. Be careful because it's so commercial today. And you have to find an ethical, good practitioner that has excellent training.
And what kind of excellent training do you recommend? So somebody goes to your website, thefourwinds.com. So any of your practitioners listed there would be qualified to do a soul retrieval?
They're qualified. It's our training is a 28-day intensive, 12 hours a day for 28 days, and that's when you're ready to begin, and then life, of course, will continue to train you. But the ethics are very important, ethical. It's and you need to be able to work at four levels. Shamans work at four levels. And the first is the level, we call it the level of serpent, which is the physical level. What do you need to eat? How do you need to eat differently so you can support health and healing? You cannot grow a new body or recover your soul on junk food. So how, this is the biological, physical level, serpent. Jaguars, the emotions. At the level of jaguars, how do you repair your heal your emotions, practice forgiveness? I had one of my students say to me, Alberto, I finally forgave my mother. She was so vicious and she was so hateful. And I asked her, well, did you ask her to forgive you? And she said, why? She was a despicable human being. I said, well, because you were in her belly and you were like a parasite, taking calcium from her bones, and you know, and you're not going to learn the lessons until you practice gratitude, not just forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiving your mother, I said to her, keeps you still as a victim, that someone did something to you instead of life offering you a lesson. So that's tough. That's a difficult step to take. So a well-trained modern shaman will help their client not only get to the place of forgiveness, but gratitude. And will clear the imprints of trauma from the field. All the trauma is basically the story that you wrapped around something that happened to you. And when you realize that you're not the story, but that you're the storyteller, then you can come up with a better story.
And you're talking about the four levels that a shaman works on. So we talked about serpent and jaguar. What are the other two levels?
I was still a jaguar because jaguar helps you come up with a better story. And then you find that you can drop your stories, all of them, including your name, your dog, your house, your spouse, so you can die consciously. That's jaguar medicine. Then hummingbird. Hummingbird is about having a sacred map for your journey through this life. What's your map about? Is it about getting a job, a nicer partner, or is it about what's and helping your patient come up with a sacred journey for themselves? What did you come here to learn? What did you come here to do? Who am I? Who was I before I was born? Who will I be after I? That's hummingbird medicine. You learn to drink only from the nectar of flowers and not from the garbage. And then eagle at the fourth is the energetic, purely energetic. And when you come into eagle medicine, you need to have your eyes are open and you understand that you co-create with spirit, that you're not the product of, you're a co-creator. And everything that's happening in your life, you have some way co-created. So why not dream a better dream? Dream your world into being. But to dream your world into being, you cannot just improve your life. You've got to take the whole world on and come up with a mission that's bigger than you are. And then you get derive all the benefit personally as well.
Beautiful. And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to Alberto Villaldo, and he's the founder of the Four Winds Society and the Light Body School. We'll be right back.
Catherine, it'd be great if you could mention my books.
Yes, we'll do that. And we're taking a break. We have to be quiet right now. Thanks for bearing with me, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Alberto Villaldo, in addition to being the founder of the Four Winds Society and the founder of the Light Body School, you've published many books about shamanism. What are some of your books that people can read to learn more about soul retrieval and the work that you do?
Well, probably one of my classic books is called Shaman, Healer, Sage, and that was an international bestseller. And then my most recent books, Bringing Science and Shamanism Together, Grow a New Body, I have the Grow a New Body cookbook. And then the Four Insights. The Four Insights are the core wisdom teachings of the medicine way. I've written 24 books, so it's hard to pick one. But today I think that we need to recover the ancient traditions of the feminine, of the earth peoples. And today we have to become a modern shaman. We have to do what I call the experiment of N is equal to one. And when you do a scientific or medical experiment, N means the number of people enrolled in your study. You want to have a lot of people in it so it's valid. But today we need to do the experiment of N is equal to one. My experiment is called Alberto. And if you do this experiment, you can be part of this extraordinary process of becoming a new human that's appearing in the earth today, that all of the shamanic prophecies speak about. And when we're living in times of crisis and in an extinction event like we're living today, nature takes her foot off of the brake and steps on the accelerator. It's now evolution is guided by the principles of quantum physics, which is quantum jumping. so that evolution is not in between generations anymore, our children's children. That will continue, but it's now within generations. You and I have the ability to become the new human that grows a new body that ages and heals and dies differently. It's available to us today. And if you don't take part of that experiment of N is equal to one, yours is called Catherine, then guess what? You get to be in the control group. And the control group is how everybody gets sick and dies and grows old around us. So we want to become the new human that's being born in the planet today. And we have the opportunity to do that. We can do that. And absolutely, Catherine, when we do that, we find that suddenly spirit begins to conspire on our behalf.
Now, Alberto Villaldo, because we are human and all kinds of things happen to us over time, how can we prevent losing aspects of our soul moving forwards?
Well, I'll tell you, the expression of soul loss medically is you first lose your soul and then you lose your mind. Mm-hmm. The dementias, the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's. And today, the statistics are that one out of two people by the age of 80 will have diagnosable Alzheimer's. One out of two in the UK, in the US, in Europe. And we go, well, that's not going to happen to me until it does. Mm-hmm. So we need to be part of that experiment, become the new human so we don't become a statistic. And the brain is really good at practicing denial of saying, no, I'm not going to have a car accident. My airplane is. So we got to get beyond that into the higher brain that practices prevention and that wants to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. So those are the words I like to leave our listeners with, is how can you be part of a sacred dream that's unfolding in the world today? And as you are part of it, your own sacred dream is elevated and becomes extraordinary.
So Alberto Villaldo, if there is one thing that you want people to understand about soul retrieval, what would it be?
You know, create spaciousness in your life so that your soul, your essence, so that you can become fully whole. Don't look for it outside of yourself. Turn within, but support it at the four levels. You got to get serpent, jaguar, hummingbird, eagle working on your behalf. And thank you, Catherine. Thank you for the beautiful work you do.
Thank you. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been Alberto Villaldo. He is the founder of the Four Winds Society and founder of the Light Body School and author of many wonderful books. You can find out more about Alberto Villaldo and his wonderful work at his website, thefourwinds.com. And remember, when you heal and reintegrate lost aspects of your soul, you heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.